had animals start to make their noises. What time do you say it is?
Well, I say it's feeding times.
Uh-huh. Oh, we mentioned the lines with a team. When you're riding a horse, what do you call them?
Reins.
And you sit in the saddle, you put your feet in what?
Stirrups.
And under the saddle, what is that band?
It's a... Stirrup.
No, the one that holds the saddle on, goes under the horse's stomach.
Oh, girt.
You used to use one or two of those when you were herding horses?
Yeah, I used to use two.
Keep the saddle on.
Yeah.
Did you carry one of those things in the back of your wagon sometimes that you could put oats in and put on a horse's head?
No, we never go that far off. We generally, if we did, we had regular feed boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Just put in them, put the feed out to them, and stand there at the back of the wagon and eat it.
Mm-hmm. Did some people have those things?
Not here, but I imagine they do. I don't.
Uh-huh. I was just wondering if they had any term for that.
Oh, that's feed bag, I guess. Uh-huh. That's one thing.
When did you call the straps that went around the horse's head?
No, brow brand. And
what?
The throat latch and the brow band.
Uh-huh.
Brow band.
Well, I was thinking the whole bunch of straps, if you were going to lead your
horse.
Well,
head stall.
Uh-huh. And what if you're going to break a horse? What did you call it then?
Well, some of them put hackamores, they call them, to hold them.
Mm-hmm.
It's made out of rope.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the bits in the mouth, and then the head stall over the ears, and mm-hmm. then it fastened my throat latch.
Mm-hmm. And the headstall and the throat latch and the bit, is that all together called anything?
Bridle.
Uh-huh. And that's, does a hackamore have a bit?
Mm.
That's just a sort
Holder.
Of...
Holder.
Uh-huh. Did I ask you what you call the horse on the left? And when you have a team?
G.
The G horse?
Mm-hmm.
Or the nigh horse? Or the...
G and ho.
Uh-huh. Well, I was thinking, rather than talking to him, you say the horse on the left is the...
Well, you call him by name, whatever his name uh-huh. is, you can call him by his name.
Uh-huh. And, what did you do when you first got here and got ready for farming? What was the first thing you had to do?
Just to get ready, clean up my land.
Clean it up? Mm-hmm. What did this amount to?
Well, I had to take all the whatever was on it off before I could go to plowing.
And what was usually on there?
Well, it'd be grass, probably bushes.
Uh-huh. Brush?
Yeah.
Was that pretty thick?
Yeah, some... You take this old sassafras bushes, it was thick here, like I was killed out.
Mm-hmm. Then when you got that all cleared off, what could you do?
Go flat break it.
What's that?
That's turn it over.
What do you use for that?
Turning plow.
A plow?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And
then you hard or disc it. Then you take and bed it up. You can bed it up with a turn plow, but we have bedders.
Uh-huh.
And just